God's vehement indignation against the sin of hate. God's creation of humanity is a family of nations. When those who are evil hate one part of the family, they hate our Heavenly Father who created us. God gave divine intelligence to Paul. He declared, Acts 17:24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth. Verse 26, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Initially, God created and mixed all humans with one blood. The mystery of God is that no race should be superior to another. He integrated all nations and gave them one language. Genesis 11:1, and the whole earth was of one language, and of one speech. There were no divisions among them when they were obedient to God. They lived in unity in one geographical location. Paul wrote, Romans 12:3, for I say, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Those who disobeyed God caused that heinous sin. Jeremiah was emphatic, Jeremiah 13:23, can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? No. We cannot change our skin. Job rebuked Zophar the Namathite, Job 13:2. I am not inferior unto you. God created all humans. He glorified himself when he diversified humanity. He loves all humanity who repents and obeys him. Psalm 68:31. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. God, by his Spirit, led Moses to the Ethiopian woman. They fell in love because they had the same Spirit of God. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Their standard as husband and wife was the highest in that era. Also, they were standard bearers of all times. Paul was emphatic in the New Testament, Titus 1:4, to Titus, mine own son after the common faith. Verse 14, not giving heed to Jewish fables, and commandments of men, that turn from the truth. Jewish fables said that Moses' Ethiopian wife was not a woman of color from Ethiopia, although the scriptures explicitly declare it. Miriam and Aaron, Moses' sister and brother, exemplified a vivid expression of racism and hatred, and quickly responded with racial epithets when Moses married the Ethiopian woman whom he loved. She was a wise woman of color who believed in the God of Israel. God vehemently rebuked them. Numbers 12:1, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. Verses 5-9, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold, wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, God put Moses in charge of all humanity. He was faithful to all humanity and all nations. God's vehement indignation was against Miriam and Aaron because of their hatred against the Ethiopian woman. God changed Miriam's skin because of the disease of leprosy. Verse 10, and, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. She had the infectious disease of leprosy because of the sin of hate against Moses and the Ethiopian woman who were a part of the family of God. His love for her was a godly love. Moses had the Spirit of God, and he was in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Verse 11, and Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. God did not cast Aaron out because he quickly repented. However, Miriam did not immediately repent. Therefore, the Lord punished her with the disease of leprosy. Verses 13-15, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. If Moses had not made the intercessory prayer for her, she would have died of the deadly sickness of leprosy, because of the sin of hate. The sin of hate is an infectious disease in the hearts of unbelievers, which spreads into the masses of our society. The evil spirit of hatred feeds diabolical minds with the myth of racial superiority. Feeble-minded people practice the sin of hate. The devil's forces of evil motivate them because they are evil, and void of the knowledge of God's words against the sin of hate. The heinousness of that sin deserves the judgment of God, because he commanded us to love him and one another. Jesus declared, St. Mark 12:30, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." Verse 31. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The love that the Lord emphasized is spiritual love. Divine judgment against the sin of hate is more severe than the punishment in which our judicial system implements against hate crimes. God proclaimed to Moses, Exodus 23:22-23. I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And I will cut them off. There were no weapons in the hands of Moses and the children of Israel. In his hand was the shepherd's rod of authority from God. God fought against Pharaoh and his army because of their perpetual hatred against the children of Israel, in which they maliciously enslaved them for 430 years. Exodus 12:40-41, Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. At that time, Israel had repented of all of their sins. The devil deceived Pharaoh and the Egyptians because they were evil, and thought they were better than God's people were. God said to Moses, Exodus 14:16, Lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verses 21-22, And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand, and on their left. Verses 27-28, And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots, and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not so much as one of them. God was angry with the Egyptian sinners because of their sin of hate. He miraculously destroyed them. Jesus declared the consistency of the Old and New Testaments against the sin of hate. St. Matthew 18:6, But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. John was explicit, 1 Epistle of John 3:15, Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. John taught the people of God to love everyone regardless of race, color, gender, or ethnicity. 1 Kings 10:1, And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. Verses 4-7, And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words, until I came, and mine eyes had seen it, and, behold, the half was not told me, thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Jesus was explicit, St. Matthew 12:42, the Queen of the South shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The Queen of the South was obviously a woman of color from Ethiopia. She desired wisdom and knowledge from King Solomon. She was emphatic about serving the true God of Israel. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the Messiah, was greater than Solomon was. Solomon concludes, Ecclesiastes 12:9, and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. Ultimately, his brothers humbled themselves to him, because he became the most powerful king at that time. King Solomon knew that he was wiser than they were, because he was their king, and their preacher. Jesus was emphatic, St. John 17:14, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The religious serpents, and their followers in all times, hate Jesus and all humanity who obeys the word of God. That is the message Jesus delivered to his disciples. They learned through his teachings that the world hated them because they chose to follow him and separate themselves from the sins of the world. Jesus revealed, St. John 15:19, if ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Jesus continues, St. Luke 21:17, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. The world hates Jesus. If it hates him, it will hate each of us who devote ourselves to his will. Each child of God, who endures persecution because of their faith and race, should not become dismayed, because evil people hate those who do good works. God proclaimed, Isaiah 13:11, and I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. The first illustration of the enmity between the people of God and sinners of the world was the premature death of Abel. The hands of his unrighteous brother Cain murdered him. Genesis 4:8, and Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. The Lord spoke to Cain, verses 9-10, and the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Cain was the first murderer. He murdered his brother Abel because of the hate and envy he had in his heart against him. There are many spiritual and literal murderers because they have hatred in their hearts. Verses 3-6, and in process of time it came to pass, that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Paul said to the Roman Christians, Romans 1:32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Many people may not murder with a weapon, but because of the hate that is in their hearts, they have pleasure in those who practice hate. The judgment of God is the eternal punishment of hell. Isaiah had a prophetic message against mean and hateful people who were enemies to him and God. He wrote, Isaiah 5:14-16, Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. At the judgment seat of Christ, sinners will give account of the hate that is in their hearts. Unbelieving atheists do not believe in God, nor do they believe that there is a hell. They should observe volcanoes when it spews fire and lava, which overwhelm everyone in its path. The scriptures speak of the whole earth becoming a literal lake of fire and brimstone. Jesus revealed to John the prophetic destruction of humanity who did not repent of their sins. Revelation 20:14-15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The second death is a perpetual burning in hell, which is the lake of fire, forever and ever. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. These are the words that the Lord told Cain, Genesis 4:7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. God proclaimed, when humans do well, he would accept them, but if they do evil, sin is in their hearts, and he will reject them. God was emphatic to Cain, verses 11-12, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand, a fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. That was the judgment of God against Cain who hated and murdered his brother. Verse 13, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Those who have hate in their hearts will someday receive the same judgment that Cain received. The Lord will drive them from his presence to their eternal destiny of hell. Cain replied, verse 14, behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. Whosoever has hatred against anyone because of his or her faith in Christ, race, color, gender, ethnicity, or any unreasonable cause, is a fugitive in the sight of God. One day God will punish all hateful and evil people with divine judgment because of the sin of hate. Jesus was explicit, St. John 15:25, but this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. The scriptures illustrate that the love of God unites us, but the sin of hate separates us. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 133:1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. John declared in the New Testament, 1 Epistle of John 3:11-12, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. John taught people not to hate as Cain did, for Cain was a wicked child of the devil, he killed because he was evil, and his brother, righteous. The New Testament is consistent with the Old Testament, Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Let us continue to observe God's indignation against the sin of hate in the Old and New Testaments. Abel was a symbol of Jesus Christ who gave his life for righteousness. Cain was a symbol of the devil's family. God will cast him into the lake of fire for the sin of hate and murder. 1 Epistle of John 3:10, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. John was teaching believers about divine love for humanity, which is not merely for our immediate family. However, it is the love of God for the entire human race. That is the love of God for all humanity. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Humanity's works will prove whether they love or whether they are spiritual or literal murderers because of hate. John is explicit. 1 Epistle of John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 12, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Divine love is not human love. God's love dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Cain hated his brother Abel. John articulated that it is impossible for anyone to love God and hate his brother. God is a spirit, and we cannot see him. However, we can behold one another. It is easier to love someone whom we can see. Jesus called them hypocrites, who say that they love God, and hate people of other races. Abel was a shepherd who took care of the lives of sheep. Spiritual shepherds are pastors. God distinguished Abel by his good works, from Cain, who was a devil. God cursed devils because they choose to be evil. They are evil people who destroy life, while good people take care and protect life. Jesus was explicit, St. Matthew 15:8, "This people draw it nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Verse 7, "Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you. As it was in those days, so it is now." Worldly organizations, which call themselves churches, are full of hypocrites whose hearts are full of the evil spirit of hate. They give lip service, but their hearts are far from God's words of love. Jesus said, verse 9, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." They have left the doctrine of Jesus. Those hypocrites are using for doctrine the commandment of men to have respect of persons. Many ministers of Satan are guilty of that sin of hate. Paul said, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Jesus was clear, St. Matthew 7:21, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven." It is God's will that we revere people of all races, color, gender, and ethnicity. There are godly people of all nationalities who respect divine rules. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 7:23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Jesus is not willing that any should perish. He is calling each sinner to repentance. St. Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." The Lord said these words to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 17:9-10, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I the Lord search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings." The Spirit of God is like a probing searchlight, it seeks for the secret sins of sinners who will not repent. God scrutinizes them, and conspicuously brings their sins into his court of divine justice. Jesus looked through the history of humanity and saw the sin of hate, which caused the kingdom of God to suffer violence. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 11:12, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." It was by force that King Herod put John the Baptist into prison and beheaded him. He hated John, who told him the truth. St. Mark 6:18, "For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife." Let us notice the prophecy of Isaiah concerning the suffering of Jesus because of the sin of hate. Isaiah 53:3, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief." Now we can understand the suffering and grief that the sin of hate has caused. Throughout all times, God has promised divine judgment and eternal punishment for the sin of hate. Jesus Christ revealed to John, Revelation 11:18, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth." Those who were murderers, and the judicial system did not convict them, God will execute justice in the final judgment. In the appropriate time, they will receive justice and judgment from Jesus Christ for the blood of humans that they killed. Hate has destroyed many. In ancient history, pharaohs enslaved Jewish people. In the past, this nation hated and enslaved African Americans. Ultimately, God will destroy all hateful enemies as he has promised. God destroyed many of the slave owners, and others, in the Civil War. They lost their souls in hell. Freedom came to black slaves after the consummation of the Civil War. God gave Ezekiel a prophetic message against their enemies. Ezekiel 35:5-6, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end, therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, sith thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Jesus said, St. John 15:18, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 81:15, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. He will not show love or mercy to those who hated him, and discriminated and destroyed people because of their faith in him, their color, origin, gender, or ethnicity. Jesus concluded, St. Luke 19:27, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me. That shall be the end for all those who have committed the sin of hate, and other sins, and did not repent.